Hey, Mark here, and I just want to let you guys know that this week we won't be having a regularly scheduled Dicey Situations. Instead, we're going to give you a little side quest that we had done, a prequel, if you will, in the quest for Gongilla, where we send Perperbluff off to go get him. This is the story of that. It's a two-parter, so in 2 weeks we'll see you back with our regular Dicey Situations. Hope you enjoy. Keep it dicey.
Welcome, everyone, to a very special edition of Dicey Situations. Unfortunately, our dear god, Bleebly, has been infected with the Rona. So you will get to really dive into an incredibly stupid prequel adventure to the great podcast you know and love. This is well before our adventurers left Tidagol on their magical journey. We're going to really narrow things down to our incredibly, everyone's favorite fail brother, Perperbluff Bleebleen. But first, let me introduce you to our two players today. Boys, go ahead. What maniac names have you come up with?
Mark playing Glooblomp, Bubble Grunt.
Oh, playing Huffs McStuffin.
I'm so sorry, everyone. Let's get this thing going. We begin our tale on the high southern seas. Waves rock the SS Barnacle, a crusty little tugboat that has been lost at sea for years at this point. Deep within the bowels of this old, creaking, wet ship, in a very damp, closed quarters, we see Perperbluff Bleebleen. He looks a bit harried and a bit annoyed. He's laying on his belly on a big clamshell bed, writing in a giant book.
Dear Diary, everyone's being so annoying about being lost at sea. I'm trying my hardest, but it's like, oh no, we don't have enough food. Oh, we can't find the headwind. It's like, I'm trying my best here. We haven't found any gods to bring back to Tidagol. And at this point, I'm starting to wonder if Bubble Grunt is even that good of a ranger, because we're running out of everything. Oh, dear Diary, let's just say, I'm beginning to lose faith.
You then hear a loud knock on his door.
Oh, Perperbluff, you're needed on the main deck. This is my alone time. God, every day with this, there's always distractions. I need my me time.
Sir, we're being attacked again.
Again? We were just attacked yesterday. Oh, okay, I'm gonna...
He jumps up, runs over to the door, and as he swings the door open on the ship, it is complete chaos. There are what seems to be just a slew of mermen have descended upon the crew of the SS Barnacle. The waves are rocking like crazy. These small Kuatoa sailors are trying to fend off these rippling mermen. And as Perperbluff looks back, he can see trying to steer the ship while fighting off a merman. Mark, would you please describe a character for me?
Glooblomp, or Gloog for short, is a Kuatoa ranger. About 4.5 feet tall, yellow eyes, greenish complexion, kind of like a trout.
Okay.
Like a little troutman.
Perfect.
And I'm wielding my Wavebreaker Trident against these mermen.
You can see that they're...
God damn it, Perperbluff! Why didn't you listen to me?
This is all your fault, Bubble Grunt!
You don't know what you're doing! You never listen to me! I know exactly where we're going!
Careful, that guy's gonna stab you!
And you can see there is a very plopped up wet merman holding a spear, kind of jabbing it at you.
Ah!
You will be first act in initiative.
All right. God damn you, merman. Why can't you just let us sail through?
We are mermen. We're buff, and we like to cause nautical problems.
Here I go stabbing again. Does a 10 hit?
A 10 does hit.
What?
Wait, no, I lied. A 10 just misses. You can't touch me. I'm buff like a man, but slippery like a fish.
I'm going to
use two weapon fighting, and I'm gonna stab your ass.
No, not my ass. It's mostly tail.
Ugh, even worse, a 7.
Bubble Grunt, what are you doing up there?
I'm trying to navigate and fight these goddamn Fishmen.
Fishmen?
Mermaids.
So we're level.
I'm a Fishman.
We're not mermaids. We're mermen. Get it right.
Whatever.
You're a level 5 ranger, I believe.
Yes, I do get have, to do 2 attacks.
You do have 2 attacks. You have 1 more attack because you used your bonus action to try to make a little stab.
I guess I'll throw a net on him.
No, not a net. The ultimate enemy to a merman.
Jesus Christ. It ain't.
Bubblegrunt, if I find out this is your first trip, I'm gonna have a real talking to you. You're gonna lose your dental benefits, I tell you that much.
I'm focused on my compass. Can you do something?
He kind of scans the deck of the ship. There's just chaos all around. Other Kuatoa are also trying to throw nets on these mermen while they slip out of the way of them. And he's like, oh God, thank God we brought Hoofs.
Oh yeah, Hoofs is here.
You are next up, Haru. Could you please describe Hoofs McStuffin for me?
Hoofs is a beautiful centaur man. He's jacked out of his mind with a beautiful, stallion back half. Just beautiful. Every time you look at him, the wind's always blowing in that perfect direction.
Thank God we brought Hoofs.
Oh, yeah. Hoofs is a bard. And his instrument is a phonogram. Those of you who don't know, it's that thing the guy in Legend of Zelda uses to play the Song of Storms.
So much cranking. Look at those rippling arms.
Yeah, we're just cranking over here.
You are flanked by 2 mermen. They both have long blonde hair. They're kind of whipping at you as they try to stab you with spears.
Can't touch me.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to... Don't worry, guys. I got this. And I'm going to just great immediately puts the phonogram down, whips out his great axe, and does a 22 hit?
A 22 does hit.
For 12.
Describe to me how you kill this first merman.
He lifts up his phonogram, so it looks like he's about to hit him over the head, and he just slides it behind him, and it lands on his back half, and he just takes out his axe, and he's like, oh, you made a terrible mistake hogging my stage. And he just cleaved the man half from the fish half.
The other mermen look on in horror.
Oh, only I can be beautiful on this ship.
The other merman is like,
no, you've separated Jared from his fish half.
Now he's man and mer.
Oh, the light is leaving his eyes. You'll get yours in due time, centaur.
Yeah.
That one is going to try to stab you with a spear. Let's see here. It's a 13 to hit.
That misses. You can't touch. You can't penetrate my pecs.
I should have gone a lot harder on your pec. It seems my spear is now jammed in it, and that's no good for me.
That's because I'm flexing.
You can see that some of the other mermen are fighting the rest of the crew. You see that one of the Kuatoa sailors is like,
thank God, Hoofs, you're here!
As a spear goes through his clavicle.
Ow!
Yeah, that one looks like it hurt.
That'll ruin his day.
Unfortunately, that fish man, who is I have decided to name Flemhorn, takes 3 points of piercing damage. And then another one of the merfolk is going, the one that was fighting with Bubble Grunt, is going to be like,
you couldn't hit me. Let's see if I can hit you.
Whatever. I don't respect you.
You sure showed him.
That's an 18 to hit?
Nope.
Why is this fishman so hard to hit?
I've got scale mail.
Oh, the scales. The firm scales of a disgusting Kuatoa.
Okay, complete chaos. What are we doing here? All right. Perpribilis is now up.
Show him how it's done, Beepy.
Perpribilis is like...
Oh, Captain, my captain.
Oh, God! This is going so bad! It's every day with this shit! Just nonstop chaos!
We could have avoided this.
He is going to grab just like... He rips a piece of the railing off of his little stairwell that goes up to the...
Don't damage my ship!
It's leased! We leased it! I'll pay! It's not going to come out of the security deposit! Don't worry about it!
They charge us for this stuff.
He is going to run up and try to help you, Bubble Grunt. He does hit. He's like,
get off of my employee. You're hurting him.
He does 9 points of damage. Not enough to kill it, but he just bonks it wicked hard on the head. The one that's fighting you. Okay. Chaos, chaos, chaos. Bubble Grunt, that is your turn. There is a dazed merman in front of you.
Is there just the one in front of me?
Just the one in front of you right now. Yep.
Try that. Don't fail me now. Does an 18 hit?
An 18 does hit. I think minimum damage. He has 2 hit points left, so you can tell me what that damage is.
All right. Well, I did 4.
Okay. How do you kill this merman?
I'm going to come up from under him and really fork him up the ass.
Oh, and no. Hold him in the air like a warning to all the other mermen.
I've been skewered! This is a flopping wet fish man sits above your trident.
There we go! That's what I'm talking about! That's what I pay you for! Kill that guy!
Where's the next one?
There is another one down the way. That
How
is,
far?
You can get there with your movement. You run down the dock of the ship to back up Flemhorn, who's being attacked by a merman.
Incoming! The whiff.
Fucking Bubble Grunt, I knew your rates were absurd. There's no way.
2 weapon fighting.
Shit.
Does an 11 hit?
11 just hits.
Suck spear. For 4.
Ow, what an inconvenience. Right in my rib.
Okay, that is Hoofs McStuffin.
Oh, yeah. Hoofs is here.
There is one merman in front of you, and across the way a little bit, there is another man fighting another one of the fishfolk sailors you know to be Yuffle.
All right. Little fish man. Mer-mer-fish thing.
Merman! Get it right! We're more really, really specific about it!
More like mer-boy.
Whoa! No! I've hit puberty! Look at my nipples!
God, what? I'll show you with a 9.
A 9 unfortunately misses. He ducks away as you almost cleave his nipples off his little weird chest.
Watch out. I'm going to show you why they call me Hoofs McStuffin. I'm going to move back 20 feet and I'm going to charge him. Hoofs is going to run 20 feet back and charge him with 20 feet.
Trample his ass.
And use my hooves.
Is a 15 hit? He's going to try to make an opportunity attack on you.
Does a 10 hit?
He only does 1 piercing, and no, damn, 11 AC. He does one. He kind of just jabs you in the hoof as you back up.
Where are you going? Oh shit!
No, and like moves out of the way as you charge him.
My patented move. I'll show you.
It was so telegraphed, simple horse man.
so dumb. Okay, that is Perpribilis. He's like,
you guys gotta stop messing around. These mermen are gonna kill the rest of my crew.
I'm trying, Pee-Pee.
We've already killed 2 of them. Shut up.
I cleaved that one from his fish
part. Yeah, he's really fucking killed it.
He's just a dude over there.
Yuffle!
And a fish over there.
Yuffle, duck! I will call upon the holy light of my ancestors!
He is going to make a sacred flame attack on the merman.
So just like a goldfish that slaps him in the face?
Yes! A golden goldfish tail comes out of the ether to slap this merfolk. We'll see if this guy can dodge it. It's a DC 15 deck save. Gets a 5. So Pribus is like,
yes, ancestors! Help me defeat this great evil!
Get slapped, mer bitch.
Eat fish, Dale.
This guy's very heavily dazed, much like the one before. As Yuffle's like, thank you, Captain! As he tries to fight off this merfolk.
Why is he Caribbean?
We're in the high seas!
Fair enough.
Jabbing a Bubble Grunt. That is your turn. There is a damaged merfolk in front of you trying to kill Flemhorn.
Not my Flemhorn! Finally, a 15 with the trident.
A 15 will hit.
Well, reliable. Right up Main Street. Another 4.
Again, a minor inconvenience for me, a merman. You've simply dinged both of my ribs. I mean, I have more than 2, but one on each side now is a slight cut.
Well, a 16 will definitely hit for another 8.
Describe it for me once more.
Right up the chute. Now I've got one on each tine.
Not my fish shoot! You skewer yet another merman on the end of your trident.
It's getting a little bit heavy now as you have two dead wet merfolk on the bottom of your trident.
All right. Well, I might shake them off, but let's see what happens.
All right, perfect. Hoofs, that is back to you.
Hoofs is gonna... I'm gonna cleave this one in two. Twine.
You can try.
You're right, I can and fail. Well.
Not the deck!
What to do, what to do. I'm gonna charge you again, fish thing.
Okay, I'll prepare like last time.
Eat this. 25.
Oh, he's so much faster this time. No, no, slow down.
For 8 points of hoof damage.
Unbelievable. All right, he got a nat one to do the opportunity attack on you. So it was 8 points of hoof damage?
Hoof damage.
Okay, this guy's looking pretty trampled. He's still up, but he's like missing teeth now as you've like trotted all over him.
Oh, those hooves are so firm!
That's why they call me McStuffin.
You're stuffing my face full of hoof!
Now you get it.
All right, there's my merfolk. The one fighting Yuffle is going to once again try to spear Yuffle. And one of the remaining one is going to go after you, Hoofs.
You can't touch Hoofs.
You've touched me so hard with your hooves!
Yeah.
Are you wearing horseshoes? I really felt that one.
No, it kind of got unruly down there.
Yuffle is going to get hit, unfortunately.
Not Yuffle. My boy Yuffle.
No, he's stabbing me.
You see,
I'm coming,
Yuffle. Little fishman gets jabbed for two, but the one underneath you, Hoofs, is just like poking up at you, trying to hit you. Completely misses on a five. That is for Pribilis once more.
Not Yuffle! You've always been my favorite next to Hooves. It's like Hooves is number one, and then like right below him is Yuffle, so don't hit Yuffle!
What the fuck?
Understandable. I'm very likable.
I'm literally the first mate.
Run up with his little club and try to smash this little fish boy. That is a 13, which does hit.
Ancestors, guard my hand!
Get a beepy. Show him how it's done.
And he clubs this guy to death.
Whoa, Perpulous, I never saw you club someone like that.
Don't touch Yuffle, he's my most loyal man!
Wow, all right, Pee-Pee.
You really love Yuffle, huh?
All right, that is Bubble Grunt once more. There is just the trampled one underneath Hoofs right now.
Hoofs, rear up!
I'm gonna get him.
An 11.
Just hits.
For five.
Okay, perfect. You have 3 hit points left.
All right. I'm just going to drive the rest of my spear into his face.
Gross.
Oh, God.
You lift up your trident. Now you just have 3 mermen on each one of the pieces of the trident.
Have a fish head like me, dick.
You dumb.
I'm going to hold my trident over the side of the ship and just fucking bang him off.
Need some help?
Yes.
All right.
Give me a little kick here.
Yeah, just hold him out there. I'll get him. I just hind kick them up.
Can we get an athletics check to see how fucking far they go?
Can I get an athletics check from
Hoofs?
Yeah,
you can. That's a 15.
He really sent them.
Yeah, you just hear.
How many times did that one skip?
He really went.
Make a slight hand check. We'll see how far he skipped on these wet, naked mermen skip on the water.
That's a dirty 20.
Oh, yeah. You just skip off into the sunset.
The
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my best record so far.
Hell yeah. That was
nice
awesome.
Nice job. High five.
Zebra Pribilis is covered in merfolk blood as he gets up.
You okay, baby?
We can't keep doing this.
Tell that to them.
It's every day. We've had no time to rest. I haven't had any time for leisure at all. My skin looks horrible. I'm breaking out.
Let me take the wheel.
Bubble Grunt, you've taken the wheel.
I'm a navigator. You never listen to me. You always go against everything I say.
I just feel like most of the time you're like, ooh, a reef. Let's crash into it for fun. And I have to say, no, maybe let's not do that. And you're like, no, it's the best plan.
I've never once said that. I love the reef. It's an important part of the ecosystem.
He's right there, Peepy. I never heard him say crash that reef.
God, it just... I'm so tired of this.
I can literally locate animals.
I want to go behind Peripolis and... Come on, Peepy, relax as I massage this.
Are you massaging him with your hooves or with your hands?
Both.
Oh, yeah, lower back. That's the stuff.
Yeah,
hooves.
Yeah. Relax, Peepy. You're so tense. Look at that knot.
I'm going to take my elbow and just really dig it.
Peepy, what the hell is that knot you got?
You guys almost done.
It's all the stress.
No way, you're next, Bubble Grunt.
Oh, hell yeah.
We've been at this for years at this point. We've found nothing. Nothing!
You gotta keep the hopes high.
Because you never listen.
We need to find a god to bring back to Titagol.
Define god.
Just like some kind of cool sea creature that will be down to be worshipped.
I can literally locate any animal.
Do it then!
I've been trying!
We're stuck in the fucking doldrums here. There's no wind.
Are you ready to listen?
I do can locate animals or plants.
See?
Okay,
just... See?
Use your magic then. I got nothing. I got nothing right now.
You got this one?
I got this one.
All right, I'm going to crank my musical instrument now.
Good, good.
Ah, yes, the music relaxes me.
We crank respectfully here.
Can I get a performance check from Hooves?
Yeah, you can.
And can I actually get a insight check from Bubble Grunt, if you want to mind?
That's a 10.
That's a 23.
All right, you crank your little music box, and you can see that the rest of the crew are, like, injured from the fight with the mermen.
Yuffle, you all right?
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
You don't
It's mostly
fine.
My spirit's hurt.
I will also say...
Your bones and organs look pretty beat up, too.
With that high enough of an inside check, you can see that the crew is like, on the verge of mutiny. They've been on this stupid boat for so long. Peripolis is a horrible leader.
Baby.
Yes.
Look at them.
I know. They keep looking at me like with...
They're gathering rope.
I know, and I...
And I kind of don't blame them.
Okay, maybe we take a little detour before we get back to our thing. We could probably just use a rest day.
Beach day.
We're in the open ocean. Where the hell are
guys,
we going to go?
Guys, we're just going to have a beach episode.
All right, fine. I know where there's a beach. Will you listen to me?
Please bring us somewhere where the crew can relax a little bit.
Good.
Please.
Thank you. Jeez Louise.
Can I get a survival check with advantage?
Can't wait to wear my bathing suit.
19.
Oh, the 19. You know that even though you're, out here in the middle of the water, you do know there is an old pirate haunt called Guano Cove. It's probably only about half
Guano.
A day.
Guano! I heard that's great for exfoliating.
You know it.
You know that it's a pretty rinky-dink little beach town, but it does have a bar there. We probably could get the crew a couple drinks, maybe let everyone unwind a little bit.
All right, Peepy, I know this place. It's due south.
Okay.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. All right, just let me take the wheel. I'll get us there.
Get back on the wheel, Bubble Grunt.
Too sweet.
Everyone, gather around. I know that lately, you're probably calling into question my leadership abilities.
What? We would never.
Not you, Hoofs. You're my guy.
Up top.
You could never do anything wrong to me, Hoofs. Oh, my friend, my good man, Hoofs. If it wasn't for you out here keeping everyone's spirits high, I may have turned back so many months ago. Okay.
Just doing my job.
Well, everyone gather. The high seas have not been a breeze. Excuse the...
Good one.
Thank you, Hoofs.
This guy's an idiot.
Bubble Grunt may have been leading us in horrible circles. He is the one to blame, and I get it, but he's trying his best. We should all maybe take a minute to appreciate.
Has anybody listened at all?
Neither here nor there, Bubble Grunt. Keep steering. Listen, I think Bubble Grunt's feelings are starting to get hurt, everybody. Everyone's looking at him like he's made a huge mistake, and I get it. I get it. I also have called into question whether or not us paying him $1 a month is even worth it.
Beepy.
No,
we're
no.
getting paid?
Hoofs
doing this out of friendship.
Hoofs, I think
you didn't offer payment.
Your contract really stipulated that you're here for the glory. You know, really spread your tale of Hoofs McStuffin.
True, I am here for glory.
I start flexing.
All right, everyone. Well, I can tell you all look incredibly inspired by my motivational speech.
He's going to cast motivational speech. You address allies, staff, or innocent bystanders to exhort and inspire them to greatness.
You're lucky you used magic. I was about to incite that.
You guys have 5 temporary hit points. An advantage on wisdom saving throws for the next hour. If you were hit by an attack, you have advantage on your next attack roll. So if you get hit once, you get advantage on the next one.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Beepy, what a speech.
Thank you.
Feeling so motivated.
Public speaking has always really been my strong suit. Everyone says
it. I could tell. You're a natural.
I can see guano on the horizon, just so everyone knows.
Oh, perfect. That's within the hour that my spell works. So good. Because that would have been kind of lame, if we're being honest. Bubble Grunt, take us in.
Full steam ahead.
And chugging along on your little dinky tugboat, you pull into Guano Cove. Everyone make a perception check for me as we pull up on this quaint beach town.
That's a 13.
21.
Okay, Hoofs? What a beautiful, quaint little place.
It's quaint.
From a distance, you can see like kind of like a ramshackle bar. It seems to be on heaps of something, but you can't really tell just yet. But Bubble Grunt, you've been to Guano Cove.
I know.
You can see that it's basically a floating trash barge. There's heaps of ocean trash and garbage. The strong smell of rotten fish is on the wind as you pull in.
Home.
And I'll say, as you dock, you guys get off on like a little lifeboat and pull yourselves up to a small kind of rinky-dink dock that's attached to this bar. And with those high perception checks, I will say what you do notice is out front of the bar, parked at a couple of posts, are a couple of hunter sharks with saddles on them.
Hell yeah.
And it looks like someone has painted cool flames on the side of the 3 hunter sharks.
God, that's how you know they're fast.
Super fast.
The fastest sharks in the ocean, I bet.
I will also say, you see that there is another small dock where there is a small turtle man who appears to be renting out dolphin rides, and you can see some sickly dolphins that also have some saddles on them. There's a couple of sea elf children waiting in line to go on them. And then up top, there is a large bar. It's kind of falling apart. It is covered in seagull shit. And you know,
seagull, right.
You know, this is Harley's Chum Hut. It's a chum hut. People love it. I guess that's maybe an exaggeration, but
people tolerate it.
People tolerate it.
It'll do.
Yeah, that is what you guys see. What would you guys like to do? You want to go right into the bar? You want to inspect any of these fish things? What do you guys have to do?
Kind of interested in the sharks.
I'm going to talk to the sharks.
Okay.
I kind of want to talk to sharks.
And the dolphins.
Okay. What are you guys doing to talk to beasts here?
I'm going to cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
Me too.
All right, who are you talking to first?
You want to take the sharks? I'll get the dolphins.
I'll take the sharks. I feel like I could win them over.
All right. You're far more charismatic.
You walk up to these 3 sharks that are kind of just floating in the water with these little like leather saddles on their back.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Beautiful flames.
Thank you.
Looks great.
Cool.
As I'm trying to flick so that they... Yeah.
Cool legs.
Thanks. I got 4 of them.
No, sweet. We have none.
That's awesome.
Cool.
How fast do you guys swim?
Not normal.
What about the flames? Don't they make you go faster?
They're aesthetics.
Nonsense. I bet you're the fastest sharks there ever was.
Our owners painted them on us.
Do you like your owners?
They're okay.
Would you like new owners?
I don't know. What do you got?
I don't know.
You got fish?
We got merman parts.
Merman parts? Delicious.
Awesome. Fast friends, I see.
I guess, yeah.
You got any weird tales of monstrous fish monsters around here?
We're typically ridden by monstrous fish people.
Well, not people, but more creatures.
You know, normal stuff.
What, nothing abnormal?
We saw a sperm whale once and we all giggled.
That is funny. Why are they even called that?
Their penises were normal size for a whale. It wasn't that impressive.
Why are you checking?
You know, had to take a peek.
Understandable.
They're all just laughing in the water, like causing all these bubbles to foam up.
I'm going to go grab those merman parts. I'll be right back.
Cool.
Over there, Bubble Grud, you kind of stoop down. The old turtle is like,
would you like to go for a ride on one of my fancy dolphins?
Shut it, turtle man.
Whoa, okay, fuck it. All right, whatever.
Hey, dolphins. You guys don't look like you're in too good a shape.
Kill me!
What's this fucking guy doing to you?
We have to... The sea elf children ride us.
Is he feeding you?
Yeah.
What?
Whatever you feed a dolphin, I guess. Fish flakes.
Why are you so sick, then?
End our fucking lives. This is no way for a dolphin to live.
What if I free you?
Use your trident and stab me in the blowhole. End my life.
Wouldn't you rather be free?
At this point, what kind of quality of life would I have?
Turtle man.
Yes.
What the fuck are you doing to these dolphins?
It's a fun feature of the bar.
Hate it.
Well, you know.
They want to die.
Don't we all?
Do you?
I don't know.
You want to serve a greater purpose?
Would you like to pay me one gold and then you can ride on the dolphin? That's my purpose.
You want to join my ship?
Not really.
Get off this floating shit heap.
Hey, it's a family business. My brother's in there. Harley Chum.
Wait, your brother's Harley?
I'm Maurice Chum.
Holy shit, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it's a family resemblance. We're both turtles.
How you been?
Fine.
All right, well, fuck these dolphins, I guess.
Yeah, fuck them. They're fine.
You're like the king of this trash heap.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a family business. Go in and have a drink.
I was going to set your dolphins free, but or kill them, whatever.
Yeah,
but
no, it's fine.
You seem pretty cool.
Thank you.
All right, little kids, you have fun.
You know what? You've been pretty cool. Here's a drink voucher.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to tussle the kid's hair, saying, you know, kick those dolphins extra hard for me.
We will.
Yeah, fuck them, huh? They just want to die.
And you see my hoofs.
What? You see him dragging the merman cart.
You need a hand?
Yeah. I'm making fast friends with these sharks. Hell I already won them over.
Hell yeah, they're going to join our cause.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You can see Propolis is like waiting at the top of some stairs to go into the bar. He's like, what are you two doing down there?
I'm just going
to
wave my drink ticket in the air.
Oh, sweet vouchers.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm making friends with the sharks.
Well, hurry it up. I'm thirsty.
Shut up. We need these guys.
Yeah. Look at the flames.
Bubble Grunt. He just kind of gives you a dirty look, and then he walks into the bar waiting for you guys to finish up whatever the hell you're doing. Down there with the sharks, what are you doing? They're like, oh, sick.
I got this part, the man top half.
Oh, I love man top.
Here you go. I got fish bottom.
Oh, I call the fish bottom.
Here you go. Oh, and this one's got there. Both mixed together.
Oh, sweet belly button.
Bites into this wet torso.
There you guys go.
You're pretty cool, Hoofs.
You guys are cool, too. What are your names?
I'm Razor, and, that's Finley, and that's Jebediah Finn.
Jebediah, huh?
I'm Jebediah, yeah. I'm the one that ate the belly button.
Nice.
Cool. Well, if we didn't have Sahagween owners, we would totally, like, we could do rad stuff together, but unfortunately they're inside and they were not going to give us up.
Why not?
Well, they're like bikers. They ride around on us and do cool stunts.
What if I beat them up and...
That'd be sick. Yeah, fucking do that.
All right. We're going to get these sharks.
All right.
Okay. So I'll see you guys going into this bar.
I hoof kick the door open, walk in all cool. Hoofs McStuffin is here.
The door swings open. There is a raucous loud pirate bar. You can see, like, everyone here has a peg leg. There's an old turtle behind the bar that I can say you guys could probably guess is
Harley
Chum. He's blind, but he just has two eye patches on, one on each eye.
God, he's so cool.
He's a horrible bartender. He's just pouring beer loosely and hitting some cups.
Harley, it's me, Gluglop. Long time no see.
Yeah, my boy Bubble, get over here. Come here.
I just saw your brother down at the beach. He's abusing some dolphins.
That's my brother.
Nice.
Come on in. Oh, those pieces of shit dolphins. They keep trying to unionize. Not on my watch.
Never.
Oh, my God. Don't unionize us.
Terrible, terrible. All right.
Negotiate your own contracts, you stupid dolphins.
Come here and have an ale.
He
grabs a... How many of there are you? I hear multiple voices. I would also like a drink, sir.
Give him a watered down one. He can't really handle it.
Do you have a fine port wine?
Oh, God.
No?
Beepy. Just ask for the house special.
I'll have the house special. We only have one thing.
He just pours a bunch of loose, slopping, foaming ale on the table.
Hell yeah.
Can you guys get a perception check for me now that you're in here?
So say, where are these bikers? That's an 11.
Nat 1.
It's just chaos for you, Bubble Grunt. As you're trying to look around the bar, just like a rogue parrot flies into your eyes.
Stop!
You're going to need an eye patch.
Whose bird is this?
And you look in the corner, Hoofs. You can see that there are three Sahagween sitting in the corner. These are large, freakish fishmen. They have none of the charm of a Kuwatoa. They each have four arms.
Gross.
You can see that they're drinking with their two top arms and playing cards with the bottom ones.
We could beat them in cards and get their sharks.
Yeah.
Or beat them up.
Wait a minute. Oh, no, you're a centaur.
What?
You probably don't know about Minotaur games.
How do you know about
Minotaur games? Do you know Minotaur about Minotaur games? I knew a guy back at a different port.
Wait, at this point, have we gone
to the Underdark? Valleocles.
No, this story takes place well before all of these adventures in Aeon have started.
Because you said PP went to the Underdark.
That's true.
Yeah, I think I'm digging deep for these.
I think, yeah, that would have been maybe in his youth, but...
know him from a different ship.
Okay, so I will say...
Valleocles.
His name's Valleocles.
Okay, so I think I'm going to have Hoofs make an inside check for me real quick.
That's a 17.
17. You can see these Sahagween are throwing dirty looks at Bubble Grunt and Propribilis. I'll say this is well known to the sailors of these Celestine seas. The Sahagween consider themselves rulers of the ocean, and they hate the Kuwatoa.
I'm going to walk up to you guys. I say that vocally. How dare you stare daggers at my trusted companions? You got problems?
You dare approach me?
Yeah, how's those extra arms doing, dork?
They're doing great. I have four. Yeah. Twice as much as you.
Oh, yeah? Can you make a god?
That's twice as much stink for your armpits.
Yeah, get some right guard, douche.
All three of them, like, give them a real quick smell of their fishy pits.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You think you can make me nervous with your hoof body?
I can smell it from here.
And I Fabio flip my
hand. Give me a performance check.
Look at those rippling abs.
That's a 22. I'm just so much handsome in one horseman body.
I wish we could grow hair.
They look at each
other.
The
only thing you grow
I'm also pretty jealous of that, if I'm going to be honest.
Two extra stinky arms.
What do you want, freaky deaky guy?
To win your sharks over in a card game. And or bar brawl.
You think you could take our sharks that we painted cool flames on this side of?
No one said take. Relax, you forearm freak.
We want to win them over in a fair either fight bar style or card game fashion.
Dealer's choice.
Is even Privilege is sitting at the bar like, what the fuck's going on over there? Just sipping his drink while you guys have approached a table full of Sahagween pirates and started some shit.
Uh-oh.
You get the pick. I really don't care either way.
Make an intimidation check.
That's an 8.
We choose violence!
Go ahead. All
right.
Roll initiative.
Ooh, 7.
Boy.
10. I was hoping for the fun bar brawl.
Yeah! I should have took the tavern brawler feat.
It's all right. I have 19 strength.
Oh, hell yeah. Here comes a table.
I'm going to pick them up and throw them out the windows.
Nice.
All right. Well, we've chosen the bar fight option, which, I'll be real here, I kind of knew would probably be the outcome of this. So, unfortunately, because the Sahagween guys decided to fight first, they actually are the top of the initiative. Their leader, the Sahagween Baron, stands up, bites you in the shoulder, Bubble Grunt, and then he stabs Hoofs with his trident. Bubble Grunt, you're going to take 13 piercing.
Jesus Christ!
And
what's
Hoofs,
in your mouth?
Hoofs, you're going to take 10 piercing.
Oh my God, what is in your trident?
And these other two, they're actually going to make athletics checks to try to grapple you two.
You can't touch
you
me.
You can't grapple me.
So I'm Hoofs, ungrapplable.
The first one is against Hoofs, which is going to be a 19.
Is it competing athletics?
Yeah, so go ahead and roll athletics for me. The second one is against Bubble Grunt.
Never mind. That's only an 8. Gripped up with an 11.
I get advantage because I'm a slippery Kuotoa.
You are a slippery Kuotoa.
22.
One guy, he goes for your waist. After
shooting out of the top.
Yeah, you pop right up. And the other Sahaguin on the other side is just grabbing Hoof's back leg.
Let go. This is sexual harassment.
No, we will not let go.
They're trying
Stop
to.
Stop trying to grab his horse dong. Creep.
Hoofs, you're up.
Hoofs is not happy here. Hoofs will take immediate action.
Go for it.
Hoofs is going to cast Shatter on you, man.
Oh, on the guy that's grappling you?
Well, I think it has a radius.
Oh, actually, you could probably hit everybody with it, the way that they're
Hoofs
kind of positioned.
Is shattering everyone's pants.
Yeah, a shatter goes off at the middle of this table they were just playing cards at. This ball of force.
I'm
thunderous
casting
energy.
It at level 2.
Okay.
It's a DC 16. Con.
Ooh. All three fail. What's your saving throw? Just want to make sure. One guy got a 13.
DC 16. Yeah. Con.
All three fail. And I will say, the one that is grappling you got a nat 1. I'll let you add an extra dice of damage on that guy if you
want. Eat shit. Think you could grip me up? That's 18 points of damage.
Oh, God.
And then let me roll an extra one for the loser.
That did so much more damage than I was.
That one loser takes an extra 4.
God damn it. So the one grappling you, after the first wave, had 4 hit points left.
Shouldn't have touched me, you loser.
And what is? How do you create this sound that creates the shatter?
I whip out
one hard fucking chronograph.
You guys ever see me crank before?
No, why would we
Watch
have?
Watch this, and it's just... you see his biceps just bulge as he does the world's strongest crank of one rotation.
The guy that is grabbing your leg looks up and has this wave of sound hits. This green, like, blue blood squirts out of his ears, spraying all over the ground, and he just drops to the floor unconscious.
Shouldn't have touched him.
That's sexual harassment. That's what you get.
Yep.
You can see that the other one is incredibly damaged, the one that was trying to grab a Bubble Grunt.
Bubble Grunt, you got him.
And the Baron is just like, no, it's horrible! Just trying to hold his fishy ears.
He insulted my music.
No one insults Hoof's music.
Properbalist is like,
this popped off immediately! No!
Don't worry.
Shit!
It's about to be over.
We have been all pent up at sea.
You guys have been pretty pent up at sea. He is going to... Like, let's get out of here! This is horrible! Is everyone okay? Who got, like, the most injured here? I think it was you, right, Bubble Grunt?
Yo.
Yeah. He is going to throw a healing word at you.
Hell yeah. It's like, Bubble Grunt, you clawed! Let's get out of here! What are you doing?
You get 5 hit points back.
Nice.
I love the word clawed. I don't get to use it enough. And with his action, he is going to run and hide behind a bar stool.
Classic baby.
Peepy, you gotta get out the aggression somehow.
I'm good!
Take it out against these racist pirates.
You guys got this!
He's disadvantaged on stealth checks because of his scale mail armor. So that is just a 10.
No one can see me down here! I'm not even part of this fight! This is totally a bug between you guys!
Can't even see you, Peepy. Don't worry.
Bubble Grunt, that is your turn.
Alright, so I'm gonna assume I'm still in the air.
I'm gonna downbeat my trident on this guy below me.
Okay, go for
it. Show him how it's done, Bubble Grunt.
Does a 15 hit?
A 15 does hit.
Nice.
Like a kebab.
So that's an 8, but I'm gonna throw my extra D8 Colossus Slayer on there. No, I'm not even that big! Well, it only did another 1 for 9.
That's enough to kill him.
Suck trident, douche.
You put a trident through his head, and as you yank it out, you could see that the Baron is like,
I thought it was a friendly bar fight! Fuck! He's so dead!
Bubble Grunt.
He's so dead!
We are killing here.
He's so dead! He's trying to grab your hug, and then he sent me in the air. What do you want me to do?
Bubble Grunt. It's a bar brawl. Not well, a bar murder.
No, it's a bar murder. Sorry.
Sorry. He violated the rules.
You gonna give us those fucking sharks or what?
Okay. Okay, so Baron is next. His two buddies are just so screwed up.
He doesn't want the smoke.
Well, one of them's unconscious. The other one's dead. Unless he's got more than those two.
He's just got the two. So he is going to use shark telepathy. You see, he holds his hands to his head and he's like, "Sharks, ready yourselves. I'm going to escape." He is then going to make his multi-attack. He is going to try to bite Hoofs on the nipple.
Why the nipple?
How long has it been since we left the beach and started this bar brawl? What is the total timetable?
Maybe 10 minutes.
More or less?
More, less.
Less. Nice. I'm going to scream out to the sharks because I still have Speak with Animals active.
Me too. Sharks, don't worry. We're going to free you.
Obey me, sharks. Do not listen to these usurpers.
We got you guys. These guys are fucking huge pussies.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to say both of you can make persuasion checks against his persuasion.
I'm so bad at these.
I got a plus six. Oh, boy.
15?
That's an 11.
You got a six.
Nice.
He has plus three to charisma too. Fuck. Okay, so he is going to bite you on the nipple hooves.
Why my nipple?
It was right there.
That's 10 piercing damage.
Oh, I'm not 10 nipple damage.
Yeah, those teeth really fucking do it.
Then
you,
he's
huh?
going to make two stab attacks with his trident on Bubble Grunt.
You can try.
That's 2 26s.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You did it.
Bubble Grunt, you take 18 piercing damage.
No.
He is then going to dive out of the small porthole window next to you guys.
I'm going to take my op attack.
Go for it. He's going to try to go for his sharks.
That's a 20.
That's a 10.
Okay, the 20 hits.
6 points of axe damage.
Ow!
You slash him on the back. He runs outside and he's like...
Did he pass for Privilus on the way out?
No, Privilus is behind a bar, like at a table 20 feet away.
Okay, it's over. Good. Okay, cool. We won, I think.
You guys can make perception checks, actually, as you look out the little porthole that he just jumped through.
That's a nat 20.
15.
You look out and he's like, come to me, my shark. They're like, no, you suck now. We've seen what real cool guys are like.
We're just so cool.
Hell yeah.
The sharks pull away from their post and they're just floating a little way from the dock. He's like,
come on, help me. No. I have shark telepathy. Listen to me. I am your master.
They won't do it. So then he makes a beeline and starts running toward the dolphins. Okay. That is my Sahaq Queen, guys. They're completely unconscious and or dead. Hoofs, that is you.
Hoofs is going to put on his fish mask.
Okay.
I'm going to look to see how far away this guy is from me.
Yeah, make a perception check for me.
Do I see her with a 21?
You look, he is sprinting down the docks, bleeding, and there's like a trail of like blood and water all over the docks. He's making a beeline to the dolphins since the sharks won't obey him. He's about 20 feet from the dolphins and about 30 feet from you.
I'm gonna water pistol.
Okay, go ahead and make a water pistol attack for me. So you can go ahead and use your spell attack modifier for this. This is a homebrew spell from the Obojima playtest.
That's a nat 20.
No! and are you level 5?
I'm level 5.
Okay, so roll 2d6 for me.
That's 4 damage.
Okay. You like a bead of water whizzes across the dock and dings him on the ear. And he's just like, no! He looks so irritated. He has like a good chunk of health, so he's still making a beeline for the dolphins.
What are you doing? Hold on there, buddy.
And actually, could you make one perception check for me as one more perception check as you're looking at him stumbling and running and trying to get away from you guys?
That's a 9.
Okay. He has a there's just like a clump of parchment in his back pocket. You can't really tell what it is from here, though.
Hold on. I still have my move.
You do still have your movement.
And my hoof charge bonus edge.
Make an athletic check to dive out the porthole. That's the fastest way to get to him.
I'm on my way with an 11.
You're going to take just a little bit of damage diving through because it's not... It's
broken glass.
You're just a little bit too big for it.
I'm just... Yeah, don't worry.
Door going through a fucking hole.
Yeah. Tricks, stakes, scars.
As you dive out, you only take 2 points of piercing damage, but you can see your human half goes out no problem, and then the back horse half gets stuck for a second as you just power through and like wood shatters and spills all over the dock. Okay, he is... I will say, actually, because you dove out...
I have 40 feet of movement.
Yeah, you can definitely get to him with a charge attack. Go ahead and make an attack roll for me.
All right. Does a... Oh, that was so close. That's a 9.
Unfortunately, that does miss. He's like, get away! He's like running, trying to escape you.
Stop running. What's in your back pocket?
Make a... Call this a deception check to see if he accidentally answers without thinking.
I'm so charismatic. It's a 22.
It's a treasure map. I mean, grocery list.
Cool. I love groceries.
How far is he?
From you, he is 30 feet. Propribilis climbs out from underneath the table. He's like,
is everything going okay over there, Bubble Grunt?
Treasure map. Let's go.
Ah, sick.
He's going to run out the front door of the bar.
Like a responsible fish man.
Yeah, he... Actually, you can... Now that since you're outside... Hoofs, go ahead and make a perception check one more time. You can see that Propribilis bursts through the door.
That's a nat one.
You can see that there's like a kerfuffle at the top of the stairs and you don't know what's going on.
What's going on with Pee-Pee?
Yeah, you have no idea what's happening up there. Okay, that is Bubble Grunt.
I'm gonna dive through the bigger hole now.
That's true. The DC will be a little bit lower. Go ahead and make an acrobatics or athletics check for me.
Ooh, it's a nat one. Ouch. Sharks.
You go to dive out the window. You're going to take...
Bang my forehead on the fucking top.
One piece of piercing damage. You look back, Hoofs, and you can see that Bubble Grunt is hanging by his underwear off a shard of glass, just Bubble kicking Grunt. His legs trapped on his doing? Portal.
I'm going to rip them and keep moving.
Okay, go for it. I would say with the, now you can like free yourself. You just kind of cut yourself loose. You're about 30 feet away from this guy. What would you like to do?
I'm going to run up to him with my full movement.
You run up and you kind of catch up to him and Hoofs. As they're kind of like scuffling as he's trying to escape Hoofs on the dock.
Give me that map.
I'm going to throw a net on him.
Okay, go for it.
Does a 23 net his ass?
It does.
Well, you're restrained, buddy.
Oh, shit.
Good net.
Oh, I hate a tiny net.
He's rolling on the ground. It's an incredibly small net is on his face, but it's enough to really incapacitate him almost completely.
Get the net.
I mean, he's a fish man. Getting hit with a net is just like, that's like torture for a fish guy. Horrible, horrible.
All those extra arms can't save you now, buddy.
Okay, that is the Baron's turn. What does he have to do to get out of the net? It's like you can either cut it or make an athletics check, right?
You have to make a DC 10 strength save.
Strength save?
Strength save.
Or can I cut it too?
You can try and deal 5 slashing damage to it.
Okay.
If you dare.
The Baron is he's rolling around with this net on him. He's going to use his claws to try to cut the net so he can get free. He will make a claw attack on the net, which I believe was an AC of 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
He just makes it with an 11, so he has to do 5 damage. He does 6. He's like, no,
my net!
No, tiny net can control me! He cuts himself loose.
Could have just picked it off your face. Covering your face.
He's going to try to bite Hooves on the other nipple.
Why my nipples?
They're just out there. 22.
I feel like you're just jealous. That hits.
That's an 8 piercing damage.
That's a lot of
damage. He used his action to get out of the net.
Oh, it's his full action?
Yeah.
He can't make an attack? Isn't that how that works? He can make an attack with
a creature can use its action to make a DC 10 strength save, freeing itself or another creature.
Uh-huh. Continue.
Within its reach, on a success, dealing 5 slashing damage to the net, also frees the creature without harming it.
Okay, so he's dealing 5 with one of his attacks, basically.
Okay.
And he's now going to stab you with his trident for netting him.
Fair enough.
My nipple. I can't believe.
Poke at you with his net, or with his trident.
17 was the...
You missed, bitch. He pokes you fucked my net up.
He pokes at you twice and is like, nets aren't even that expensive.
I like this one.
He is going to make a beeline for the dolphins. You guys kid.
I'm gonna yell to the dolphins.
Go ahead.
I'll kill you if you don't help him.
It's such a weird use of persuasion. All right, you can both make an opportunity attack because he is still trying to escape.
I got a 23.
Okay, that'll hit.
I got a 10.
Okay.
Bubble Grunt, I really need you to show up at 7 more damage.
Okay. He's still up. I need a persuasion check, Bubble Grunt, against the dolphins.
Why so are you threatening bad at these? 14?
I guess the dolphin will
The dolphins want to die.
That's true.
Would the persuasion be an advantage?
Why would it be an advantage?
Because they want to die.
They want to die.
Did you use... Does the animal...
Speak
to animals doesn't give you the advantage.
No, all right, it doesn't. I can just talk to them.
I've just figured since they want to die, he's offering something they want.
The dolphin doesn't really realize what's happening. Is like, come to me, sweet death. As the Queen Baron hops on the dolphin. It's like, hya, depressed dolphin, hya! And he's going to take off on the dolphin into the high seas.
Harley's brother. I forgot your name, but this guy stole your dolphin.
It's Maurice. Oh no, my dolphin. My sweet, sweet dolphin.
And you can see at this point also, Perpribilis. You guys can actually both make perception checks to see what's going on with Perpribilis up there.
He left with his map.
That's a 10.
That's a 15.
Okay, Hoofs, you can see Perpribilis is rolling down the stairs.
Creepy, what happened?
What'd you tramp?
You can see that he got like caught up with like an Aarakocra that was like walking into the bar. There's feathers everywhere. There's like a balding Aarakocra that's just like, ah, why? And he's Perpribilis is like, sorry, excuse me.
What's going on down here?
The guy got away.
The map guy's getting away on that dolphin that wants to die.
I have an idea. And I water pistol him.
Okay, it is your turn. Hoofs, go for it.
Here we go. Does a 10 hit?
10 does not hit.
What's the AC on the sickly dolphin that wants to die?
The dolphin actually has an 11 or a 12 AC.
Damn.
So either way. But he's like,
sayonara, losers!
As he rides away on this dolphin. Go ahead and make a perception or insight check, if you wouldn't mind, Hoofs.
I'm going to insight. Boy, that's a 12.
Okay. You look over at the sharks. They're like,
should we go get him?
Onwards and upwards, Jebediah, as I leap onto his back.
Okay, I want everyone to really picture what it looks like for a centaur to ride a shark. Just get that in your mind, Palace. Just,
how big is this shark?
I mean, shark-sized.
Sharks are big.
There's various shark sizes.
These are hunter sharks. I don't know. It definitely looks weighed down as a full centaur leaps on top of it.
1,000-pound centaur.
Don't worry, I believe in you. And I'm going to bardically inspire the shark.
Hell yeah!
As I'm cranking my photogram menacingly as we gain up on this guy.
Yeah, take the heavy instrument with you.
PP's like, are we riding the sharks? Is that the plan? We're riding the sharks?
Yeah, we're going to ride the sharks.
Ah, fuck me!
He jumps on one of the other sharks and is trying... He's going to use animal handling, I guess, to try to control this shark because he hasn't spoken to them at all.
Let's get his ass.
Yaffle Flamhorn, make sure nothing happens to my boat.
And relax and have fun.
Yeah, shore leave.
On PP's tab.
With a dirty 20, Perpribilis is like, yeah, shark! He takes off after Hoofs. Gloople Glop Bubble Grunt, it's your turn.
It's Glooblop.
Okay, I'm never going to say it right. That's where I'm
just
at.
Just call me Gloog.
Okay, sick. All right.
Good. I'm mounting Razor.
Okay, you hop on Razor the shark, and the three of you.
Onward, Razor! We gotta catch this
Let's
douche!
Let's go, Jebediah!
You three take off on your jet ski sharks.
Finley, just do what this guy says. He can't really talk to you.
Whatever, fuck him! This is cool! I love chasing!
High-speed chase!
And they can smell blood in the water as this bleeding Sahagwin captain riding a sickly dolphin is going off into the surf trying
Let's
to escape
rip his
with his
arms
treasure
off.
Map.
His Whoa. Extra arms!
Bubble girl!
I'm sick of these Sahagwins lording their extra arms over us!
That is true. They were very proud about them until I mentioned the fact that they have extra body odor because of them.
This is psychotic. All right, we're on the open ocean.
my terrain.
You can see that two Kuotoa and a centaur are riding sharks like jet skis through the water, chasing a giant fish man with four arms riding a sickly dolphin. We will say that he is about 120 feet in front of you guys.
That's perfect distance.
What's the speed on my shark?
That's a great question. Let me check. I didn't really... I probably should have known this ahead of time, but unfortunately, I prepped this in one day. So, my speed... that you have 40 feet of movement on the back of these sharks. And I will let you know, for tracking purposes, the dolphin has a swim speed of 60. So he's a little bit faster on the sickly dolphin.
Jesus.
I don't know why.
But it's so sickly.
For some reason. To the dolphin, it feels like it's racing
to the grave.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly, Mark. All right. I think we'll keep with the initiative. That is going... We're going to get rid of the other Sahagween, who are either dead or unconscious back at the bar. The Baron looks back and it's just like, oh no, oh no, as he's riding his dolphin trying to escape. He is going to throw spears behind him, trying to hit you guys. I will say, because of the choppy water, you guys are also going to have to make dex saving throws to stay on your mounts during this this combat.
Don't worry,
situation.
I gave Jebediah some inspiration.
Oh, hell okay. Yeah. It's only going to be a DC 10, but he gets a 13. You can see he's getting rocked around on this stupid dolphin. And he's like,
ah, you're way worse than a shark!
As he turns around.
So much worse handling on dolphin.
He right. is going to hook a trident at each of you. First one is going to
hit. I think
you
would huck four with four arms.
You wouldn't think.
I have to use two to hold the reins! Stop judging me!
Never.
He is going to hit Hoofs with 13 piercing damage.
Whoa, hold on. Yes. That knocks me out.
Oh, no!
Hoofs has a spear through his chest, unconscious, as he's just zooming through the water.
Pepe, help him, for Christ's sake!
I've got to oh shit, oh fuck!
Okay, Hoofs, that is your turn. Can I get a death saving throw? As you were unconscious, your face is now, like, you've got, like, slumped forward, so seawater is just rushing into your face.
That's a 3.
Oh, no.
It's okay, because Epipribilis is up next. He is going to use a healing word.
No, not Hoofs! Hoofs, you're the bedrock of this whole operation! Without you, Hoofs, what's even the point? There is no god without Hoofs McStuffin!
You are going to get... we'll call this 5 hit points back.
Alright.
Ah, thank god.
Bubble Grunt, that is your turn. You can use your shark to dash and go 80. Just as a heads up. He has only been
using...
Does
it take my action?
No, they have a totally separate action. So you can basically use your shark for movement, and then you'll have your actions.
I'm gonna dash. Shark dash, go.
See, Razor's like, hell yeah, no one ever dashes on me. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Bubble grunt, kick him in the balls just for me.
And I need a quick deck save. Also, I'll get something for PP too, because...
I get a +6 to these. Too bad I rolled a nat 1.
Oh, no.
We're all falling apart, Bubble grunt.
You can see that Razor took off way faster than you were ready for.
Dude, you told me we're angular speed.
You look back, Hoofs, and you can see that Razor's zooming forward, but Bubble grunt is not on him.
Razor, slow down.
Oh, my bad.
Bubble grunt's gone.
Bubblegum.
I can swim, don't worry.
You do have a swim speed, so I'll say you just fall off. You just have to basically wait a turn for Razor to loop back and get you. I will say that you're about 120 feet away from this guy. You can make some range attacks with crazy disadvantage if you want. But
I'm
going to
swim 30.
Okay.
So that puts him what? 70?
120, so 90.
That'd be 90 feet, Bubblegum.
Dumb.
I thought you were the navigator.
I'm a navigator. I'm not a mathematician.
Hold on there. That doesn't sound good, Bubble Grunt.
I'm going to dash swim to go 60 instead.
Okay.
Just to be a little bit closer.
You can see that as Razor was like getting ready to pick you up, you've swum past him. He's like,
oh, hell yeah, you can swim fast too. Cool.
Yeah. Come get me, though.
I will.
Anything with your bonus action?
So I went 60.
So he's 60 away.
Yep.
Which puts me just in range to throw a spear.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you can use a bonus action to make one attack.
Does a 19 hit?
It does hit.
Yeah, Dolphin! Yeah!
He's trying to escape.
Does an 8 damage him?
It does! Okay, so he has a spear now in his back as he's trying to fly away on his dolphin.
Give us the map!
That is the Baron. He is going to throw both of his tridents at Propribilis. He's like,
stop healing them! You're making this way more annoying than it has to be!
Doesn't PP like more than 120 feet away?
Yeah, PP's probably, he's probably a wicked disadvantage.
Actually, you know what? That is true.
I was going to say, he really whipped the one that hit me.
Interesting. So I guess we'll say then that he'll have to loop back a little bit.
Yes,
so
get
he'll
closer.
Have to get a lot closer.
Are you going to pass me?
He'll have to pass you.
He's going to drift his dolphin.
He drifts his dolphin through the waves and is like, fuck it, I'm killing you guys. He zooms by. He doesn't see Bubble Grunt in the water, though, as he rides by on his dolphin.
I'm submerged.
Would you like to attack the Baron or his dolphin?
I'm going
to
stab his stupid dolphin right in its dumb dolphin guts.
Okay, cool.
It did want to die.
Does a 14 hit the dolphin?
14 does hit the dolphin.
Since I'm submerged, I'm going to do my regular damage, which was 3.
Okay.
That's a lot of damage.
But I throw another D8 on top because I'm using my Wavebreaker trident.
Okay.
Look at him go, using the rules of the weapon.
For another 7.
The dolphin is near death. You know, this dolphin has 1 hit point left.
You're welcome.
Bring me to the grave, little man!
As he zooms by, kind of awkwardly.
I just hold it up and he rides his stomach over it.
A
reverse manatee.
Bubble grunt. Right.
The Baron also has to make a dex save. I'll say he has to make it with disadvantage now because you did attack his mount. So he will see if he can get by. He just makes it even with a disadvantage on a 10. He's now going to huck 2 tridents at Propribilis, who's like,
no, I'm not even involved in this, really, if you think about it.
That is true. It was mostly us beating the crap out of you guys.
One does hit Propribilis for 11 damage.
Fuck! I'm dying!
You're okay.
No, never mind. The whole thing's done. It's not worth it.
Peepy, you're all right.
We're even with the
can't just
toast
give
to.
Up from one trident.
I think I'm gonna, though. Peepy, I think I'm giving
I took
up.
At least like 4. You bit both my nipples.
All right, so to throw the trident at Propribilis, he had to zoom back doing his very stupid drift. Let me see where he's at for range. So, Hoofs, you can zoom on your shark.
Dude, I have to do the dash.
The shark will have to dash, but that doesn't really affect you too much. He is within 60 feet.
Plenty of room.
That is plenty of room, but I was hoping to feed the dolphin to the shark. All right, Jebediah.
We can do that after.
Yes, new master, who is cool.
Time for some revenge. Nobody spears me and bites my nipples. And gets away with it. Yeah, maximum speed.
Maximum speed!
He like tucks in, his fins go into maximum speed mode.
Like a little torpedo.
As you're like equine body, like you can just see that your horse legs are just being dragged in the water as you're zooming toward the
Baron.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Go for it, what'd you like to do?
I'm gonna great axe you, fish man, with extra arms.
Okay, go for it.
Cut his extra arms off.
That was a 15 hit you.
A 15? Does not hit. 16 armor on the Baron.
What the? Well, hold on. I'm going to hoof you.
Okay.
I'm going to stuff you with my charged hooves.
Okay. You zoom by him and miss with the axe.
Oh,
do a quick turn.
That's definitely not hitting. That's a 14.
Yeah, you're
it's
like...
It's all right. You're just coming back from the dead. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Yeah, you're covered in blood, just zooming around on this shark. You keep like taking passes at him as he kind of defends himself with his stupid spear. That is Propribilis. Propribilis is like,
I'm dying. I'm going to use all of my magic to help myself.
Can't wait for you to heal your friend Hoofs.
Baby! Hoofs is dying!
No, this is more important. It's for me.
He's going to cast Cure Wounds on himself.
Baby! Why would you do that to
why
me?
Why did I take this?
I'm still lowered. My hit points are now basically, I'm so scared. I'm going to die.
How much, on a scale of 1 to whatever your max is, what are you looking at?
On a scale of 1 to 38, I'm back to a 36, which still feels like maybe this might be my last breath.
Come on!
Has that never gotten hit before?
No, not once not really. In my little dainty life.
I've never seen him fight anything.
Oh, Bubble God. Grunt, that is your
Isn't
turn.
Isn't his dad a badass?
Yeah, we sparred all the time. We shared lifting routines, too.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Take after my mother's side.
That is true.
Bubble Grunt, that is your turn.
His mother's a wonderful
Razor,
taco
come
chef.
Get me!
I'm coming, new friend!
As a hunter shark zooms underneath you, picks you up out of the water as you're now Hell on yeah. the saddle. With your movement, you can definitely get to the Baron, who's like fighting off hoofs, who's just zooming around in circles.
I'm gonna go right to the Baron.
Go for it.
It's trident time.
No, I hate trident time. It's unless I'm doing it, which is cool.
Come on!
This guy's untouchable.
That was a 6. I'm gonna get him again.
You guys suck at this!
God damn it! 13.
You guys are just like doing donuts around him, just trying to stab him.
Wait, we're sharks circling?
Yes, you are literally sharks circling as this guy is on an almost dead dolphin, just poking you guys away with his harpoon.
I should attack the dolphin.
That is the Baron who...
I'm in danger.
He is going to...
bite my third nipple.
You have a third nipple?
I don't like to talk about it much.
I don't blame you.
He will throw a trident at each of you.
Of course
first
he would.
One is for Bubble Grunt.
You can try.
It's a 14 to hit?
Nope.
The second one is for Hoofs.
That's probably good.
17 to hit?
That's going to hit.
Okay.
Hoofs is down.
Oh, Hoofs, no. You take 6 piercing damage?
No.
Oh, I couldn't have been like 4.
I'm so sorry.
Hoofs!
Hoofs, that is your turn. Another death save.
Hoofs hates it here.
We got to get you back on some kind of platform.
That's an 18.
Propurbus is like, no, not Hoofs. My hubris of thinking I could heal only myself is coming back to bite me.
You think?
Hoofs, I'm coming with my last remaining first level spell slot.
You had one more.
He zooms over on his shark, and he's just massaging your pecs.
Come back to me, Hoofs. Please. You're all I got. I can't do this adventure with just Bubble Grunt. There'll definitely be a mutiny.
He is going to cast Cure Wounds on you. You get 10 hit points back.
That's so much more than the 5.
Bubble Grunt, that is your turn.
This guy's got to stop stabbing me.
Whiff.
Just eat the dolphin.
Dolphin! The sweet release of death is coming for you. Does a 12 hit?
A 12 just hits the dolphin?
The dolphin's in the water.
Yeah, it only has 1 hit point. So, how do you kill the dolphin?
I stick my trident right in its blowhole.
That's how I always wanted to go.
As you impale the Baron's
dolphin. And then twist.
The Baron's like, no, not my sickly dolphin. Not cool. I didn't even attack your sharks.
He's bob around in the water,
I'm
dork.
I'm bobbing. This sucks.
He's floating in the water.
Bonus action.
Shit.
I'm going to stab you with a spear.
Go for it.
A 12 definitely doesn't
Why
hit.
Why can't we hit this guy?
What do you think? He's Kuwato. He's so slippery.
He's just bobbing around trying to fight everyone off.
It's like a buoy in the water.
I know.
That is the Baron's turn.
Get bopped, buoy.
He's like, fuck you, Razor! I thought we were friends!
He's gonna throw 2 tridents at Razor.
No!
Not Razor!
Not my new shark companion!
That's animal abuse.
Both are gonna hit Razor.
No!
How dare he?
With 25 damage, you can see Razor is impaled with 2 tridents.
He killed Razor?!
It was so cool doing sick wheelies and burnouts with you in the sea!
You were so sick, bro.
I could heal him. You can yet live.
Okay, it is your turn, Host McStuffin. I will say, because we've basically made Razor a character, he'll be on death saves.
Okay.
I'm gonna go up to Razor.
Who's doing it, me?
When he gets to his turn, which would be your
he
turn.
He won't
yeah.
have to. You're gonna see Hoofs clap his hands together.
Oh, thank you, Hoofs.
And rub them together like
Mr.
Miyagi.
I know I've only
known
this guy for 3 minutes, but I really like him.
And I'm gonna cast... that healing spell that Hoofs totally has cure wounds at third level.
Third level?
For Razor the Shark.
Okay.
He gets 20 health back.
Yes!
You can see that Bubble Grunt was like slowly sinking in the water. There's just blood everywhere. And then Hoofs glides over on his shark. And you see this magical centaur magic happen in the water and rising up.
I live! I live!
And he's going to rise up.
Burnouts forever!
Razor's going to be slightly more handsome.
Yes, look at him.
Yeah, he's grown like a very tiny, almost like a seaweed mullet.
Hell yeah.
You can see Purplish is like,
is that really a great use of our resources? Because
shut up!
No, that's fair.
Don't worry. I'm going to stuff him with my hooves now.
All right, go ahead and make your bonus action hoof attack.
I totally have this.
As you go and charge the Baron?
For 10.
A 10 will miss.
God, he's just so slippery.
It's like the hoof goes on, he just goes underwater and pops right back up.
You just keep bobbing him down a little bit.
What are you doing down there?
Okay, Pripribilis, okay, he's...
Do something useful!
Okay, you have to hit him! Hit him in his fucking neck!
He is going...
I'm trying, Pee-Pee.
He's going to cast... Shit, I gave him... I did not give him Guiding Bolt, which I probably should have.
That's a shame.
Pripribilis...
If only someone could guide our strikes. With some form of bolt.
He will zoom up on his shark and
just club him.
Clap his hands mad loud at him. He's going to cast Thunder Wave at second level.
Hell yeah.
To try to knock him off of his...
Wait, I thought you were out of resources, pee-pee.
Well, he's used all his first level spell slots. He's got a couple second levels left. All right. So the Baron will make a DC 15 con save as he's bobbing up in the water and zooming by Pripolis. Like, kind of like shows, like, box his ears almost.
Hell yeah.
Easily makes with a 22.
Shit! This guy is so hard to kill for no reason. He's being wicked annoying about dying.
That's what I'm saying.
This guy, he'll take half damage for 3.
This guy's a loser.
Actually, I'm going to double that to 6 as a second level. Okay. Bubble Grunt. You're up.
Stab this guy for the love of God.
Razor, you want to bite his stupid arms off?
Hell yeah, I do.
I'm assuming you have the shark stat block.
Yeah, so I guess if you don't want to use him for movement, he can
bite him. Use bite his attack.
This reef shark also does have pack tactics, so he will make this with advantage.
Tactics, yes, let's go.
Yeah, total pack tactics here.
He will hit on a 23.
Hell yeah. Bite his ass.
And he's biting his ass. You can see that he's bobbing in the water. And as you're like right next to him, underneath the water, the shark just starts biting on his ass. And he's like, no, not cool. Not cool. I didn't know we could use the mounts like that. It's not fair. I hate you guys.
You took the Death's Door Dolphin. That was your problem.
Okay. And I'll also have the shark make a sleight of hand check.
Oh, get that fucking map.
He's gonna bite the map away so we could just leave him bobbing in the ocean by himself, bleeding out.
You got 5. He bites the wrong cheek. That is the Baron's turn.
Wait a minute. That's the shark's action.
Oh, that's true. You have your action. Go for it.
I'm gonna stab his ass.
Go ahead.
Why his ass?
I like how my original plan for this was you guys would be like zooming on the sharks while fighting, but him floating in the middle of the water while you guys do burnouts around him stabbing him is way funnier. So go ahead.
A 13 definitely doesn't hit.
No!
This guy's untouchable.
But a 10 definitely doesn't.
He's the strongest enemy
we've ever fought. At this point, I yearn for death! You guys are so bad at killing me!
I'm gonna wheelie around for a little bit.
We're okay. Just showing off.
All right. That is Hoofs.
Hoofs is here.
And that Hoofs voice is dynamite.
I'm just gonna vicious my Hoofs is... What a look at you, a fish man in water but yet out of water. Little sad sight with your stinking bits.
Don't hurt my feelings.
You're not
like
even
that.
Handsome like me. That's why you stabbed me so much to try to make me ugly.
Yeah, roast his
ass. Instead, the scars make me cooler.
It's a charisma saving throw.
It's a wisdom saving
throw. Wisdom saving throw.
You see Hoofs pose and just a beam of light, like god rays come off him.
So much more handsome than me.
You got a 10, you'll fail.
That is 7 psychic damage.
Oh,
never achieve this beauty.
It really hurt his feelings. And he has disadvantage on the next attack roll, correct?
That is also true.
Okay. Pribilis is up.
Wait, hold on.
Oh no, you got more?
Jebediah gets an attack here.
Okay.
Jebediah, bite his left arm.
Fuck that arm. Which one? The top or bottom one?
The bottom one.
Bottom arm, you're mine.
He's using that one to tread water.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Unfortunately misses with a 14.
It's all right. Tactics. Don't worry, scoop me back up and I'll charge him with the hooves.
Jebediah floats back up. Go ahead, make your bonus action hoof attack.
This is, don't worry.
This guy is like so low stakes at this point. It's 20, so stupid.
24.
24 hits.
4. 7 hoof damage.
Okay, he's still up.
What he are has, you made of?
This guy like only had like 70 hit points, which isn't like crazy for 5th level.
That sounds like a lot to me. I got 33.
He's like missing teeth. He has 2 black eyes. He's full of stab wounds. He's just floating in the water.
And his emotions are now hurt.
Priblis is like, oh, I'm starting to feel bad about this. Is this, should we just?
Should have been easier.
Never feel bad. He was trying to make off with our treasure map.
That's true. I guess I'll bop him. Just a quick bop.
Just hit him real good, BB.
I'm going to bop him. I'm going to bop him.
Real hard.
Ah, shit, I missed.
Wait, hold on. I forgot. I bardically inspired Jebediah.
That's
so
true.
So he gets a D8 on that bite attack.
Oh, okay, yeah. Roll a D8 for me. He could make with a D8. You need a 2 or higher.
That's a 3.
Hell yeah.
Jebediah will make his bite. Let's see.
Anything to make this go faster.
Please. Please kill me.
What are you, the dolphin?
With quite literally the exact amount of piercing damage left. As you are like trying to trample him on your last passive charge, you hear a chomp in the water. And the guy looks down and his whole torso and like bottom half is just gone.
Wait a minute. We need that bottom half.
And then,
hold on. Don't worry. Jebediah's
spitting out a map into the air. Jebediah hucks you a treasure map.
My man, Jebediah, up top.
Okay. This has been one of the most stupid and honestly low stakes combat encounters I've ever run in my D&D career. 3 of you are now sitting on sharks surrounding the corpse of a weird Sahaguin Baron. You now do hold in your possession a treasure map, leading you to who fucking knows, actually, because we didn't really get to what the treasure map led to. But you do have a cool treasure map.
Cool. Now let's clean up the bodies.
Nah, well,
guys, eat up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've earned it.
Razor, get in there.
Jebediah, you could go on in there. Leave me in the water. I could swim with this mask on.
So I guess we will end part one with the 3 of you dummies sitting in the middle of the open ocean while your sharks have a feeding frenzy on this stupid Sahaguin pirate.
And the dolphin that wanted to die.
And the dolphin that wanted to die.
Delicious dolphin meat.
Well, folks, thank you for joining us for part one of our incredibly stupid side quest adventure to kill time because we're running out of episodes to put out. Thank you all very much. We will catch you next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.